Boeing jet gets grounded. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Alaska Airlines is grounding all Boeing 737-9 jets after a mid-air window blowout yesterday on a flight from Portland, Oregon. Jeffrey Lindblom with Fox 12 Portland on what happened.
Flight crew on Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 declaring an emergency. The aircraft appearing to be missing a panel. Evan Smith says he was among the 174 passengers aboard the flight heading to Ontario and says they just reached cruising altitude at around 10,000 feet as disaster struck.
There was a really loud bang towards the left rear of the plane and a whooshy noise and all the air masks dropped.
Flight crew made the call to return to Portland, while Smith says he looked back about six rows and saw what he believes is a missing side panel in the aircraft.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the incident. Sirens blaring in northern Israel this morning as a barrage of rockets from Lebanon slams Israeli communities near the border. The militia group Hezbollah says it targeted an Israeli observation post with 62 rockets, calling it a preliminary response to the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Beirut earlier this week. The Supreme Court agrees to consider the Colorado case over blocking former President Trump from the GOP primary ballot.
The High Court will hear oral arguments February 8th regarding the decision removing his eligibility. In their filings before the court, Trump's team argued if the decision were to stand, it would amount to election interference by the judiciary. The High Court is expected to rule quickly. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Campaigning in Iowa yesterday, Trump called on his supporters not to become complacent in the face of his commanding lead, while President Biden spoke in Pennsylvania, warning Americans about the danger of electing Trump to office again. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The East Coast is bracing for a major winter storm this weekend.
Roughly 35 million Americans from Georgia to Maine are under winter weather alerts this weekend. The nor'easter is expected to bring heavy snow, dangerous ice, and strong winds. The brunt of the storm is expected to hit Pennsylvania all the way up to New England. The storm began developing in the south Friday and will peak around Saturday night.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. General Motors Cruise robo-taxi unit offered to pay last night $75,000 to resolve a California investigation surrounding an October crash involving a pedestrian. Last month, the State Public Utilities Commission ordered Cruise to appear at a February 6th hearing, citing it for failing to disclose details about the San Francisco incident. The number of migrants flooding across the southern border shows no sign of slowing.
New exclusive video out of Lukeville, Arizona, showing a massive group of migrants absolutely streaming into the U.S. through a breach in the border wall where the steel had actually been cut by cartel smugglers. The scene showing some of the smugglers just rushing the migrants right on through, with others, by the way, taking cell phone video, likely recording proof that, yes, they had been delivered to the U.S. Now, this as news of a high-speed chase through Texas is really getting a lot of attention. This from Texas DPS. It shows the danger that authorities continuously put themselves into to try to stop these absolutely brazen human smugglers.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And Elvis is about to make another comeback. This time, it's thanks to AI. The British company Layered Reality announced this week it's creating a holographic AI concert special called Elvis Evolution. It's slated to debut in London in November. Elvis died in 1977. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.